So I wanted to invest for 30 years in a riskless return for 30 years. And say there was no 30-year zero coupon bond, I couldn't do that directly in the market. Would there be a way of rolling over a position in short-term bonds, roll it over all the way out to 30 years so that I would, in effect, get whatever the return should have been in the market today on a 30-year bond if it existed? Now, this question will recur later. You'll look at a derivatives, and you may say, well, that derivative matures in a year. I want a derivative that is like that one, but it matures in 5 years. But the market doesn't offer me that derivative. So the question will be, how could you make it? And in particular, you might say to yourself, is there a way of taking that derivative that matures in 1 year and rolling it over? By that means, you buy it at the beginning of the first year, it matures at the end of the first year. You take whatever money you have, in this case, we're investing it, in the bond that starts out at the end of the first year and matures at the end of the second year. Then we take whatever we have there, which is the product of those two, put it in the bond that starts in the second year and matures in the third year. Is it possible to roll over a sequence of the derivatives to, in effect, get the same return we would have gotten on a longer-term derivative had it been available now? That's a problem that is often faced by people in the market who want longer-term instruments when they're faced with a market of shorter-term instruments. And even if the longer-term instruments appear to be trading, they often trade with very low liquidity and high trading costs. So now you have to ask yourself the question, is it cheaper from a transactions cost point of view to buy the longer-term instrument in the market, or will it be cheaper to roll over a sequence of shorter-term instruments where we have to recognize that whenever we start rolling over the instruments, usually there's risk that's inserted. Usually you can only approximate the return you would have gotten from the longer-term instrument had it developed. In this particular case, with these assumptions, it's exact. But without those assumptions, it wouldn't be.